Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
David Miller is the owner of Flow Gardens. It's an indoor cannabis flower grower producing premium cannabis products that you can trust. David, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
First of all, George, thanks for having us on. Pleasure to be on here and talk with all your entrepreneurial-minded listeners. And I guess let's get started. A little background. Born and raised in Knoxville, Tennessee. Went to University of Tennessee. It started my career in finance, and kind of an interesting little story. I was graduated a year early, so my junior / senior year, I managed money for Tennessee Valley Authority, and me and another colleague had convinced Warren Buffett to buy a company. In Knoxville, Clayton Home, CMH. So I got really, really jazzed about the financial industry, and I ended up moving to Atlanta after I graduated and worked for corporate America, American Express for 5 years. And during the financial crisis, I guess was kind of a blessing in disguise. I didn't really know we were going through a financial crisis at the time, but that's when I decided to start my own financial business, an accounting business. And so had that for about 15 years. We were the fastest growing financial company in America, 122 overall in 2016 or 17, and exited in 2022. And, in tandem, bought into Flow Gardens. There's three owners now. About a year or two before I left my financial firm, and that's how I got where I am today. Had a beautiful wife, Suzanne, a mixed blended family, my cousin / daughter, and then three boys, ranging from the ages of almost 22, 13, 12, and 8.
Nice. So you said that's how you got to where you are today, but I'm still missing the link between the accounting biz to cannabis, because it's not obvious to me.
Yeah. I probably should have provided that detail. Thank you, George. So I hired a president 2 years before I sold my company internally and left. And it was about that time I was losing the passion for what I was doing. And I took a hard look at myself and where did I want to be in the next 10, 20 years? And it dawned on me. It's like, I was really, really good at finance and numbers, but I didn't really have a passion around it. So I was great at making money, and I had a lot of business success in building my company. But I was like, okay, well, what do you want to do, David? What do you love? What's your passion around? It's like, let's just make a 180. And I chose cannabis, and I did that because I believe in health, and I believe in happiness, which is our company's purpose, cultivating health and happiness. And my personal story was my best friend got stage 4 colon cancer in his early 20s, fought it for quite a bit of time, and passed before he was 30. And I saw how cannabis helped him. So that was a very material catalyst for, in addition to some PTSD and mental health issues, within our family. That's how I made the big change.
Got it. So you have two co-owners, and I believe that one or both have cannabis experience. And the idea is that you are the business know-how combining powers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Our founder of Flow Gardens, Eric Melzer, he's just a brilliant German-minded creative. So he's got that logician mind and also that creativity. And he's been growing for, I believe, about 29 years. He worked for a publicly traded subsidiary of a cannabis Canadian company. And he started Flow Gardens in 2020, right in the heart of COVID. And we've built out an R&D facility. We have around 15,000 square feet of indoor hydroponic cultivation. And we won the High Times Cup last year, first place, this year, second place, and then the coveted Emerald Cup in the Emerald Triangle in California. We got first place in that last year, and then also second place this year as well.
Awesome. Ooh. All right. So, challenges and opportunities. Certainly within the financial world, there's plenty of compliance challenges and opportunities. And you were in the accounting world, but I don't know, maybe you were doing more diversified financial services. The cannabis world, there are lots of different ways to do it. Which tell us a little bit about how you're actually, tell us about the business of Flow Gardens.
Yeah, so the business of Flow Gardens, we're a B2C company. We have an online store. We also sell to high-end hemp shops. Our flower, about 80-90% plus of our product is premium quality flower, as opposed to like extracts or other things. So that's what our business model is direct to consumer. As far as navigating the challenges in the business, the largest one that we have right now is the amalgamation of all of these different municipal and federal laws that are constantly changing on the state and federal level, and sometimes even locally. And that was very beneficial or serendipitous for me, coming from a financial background where the regulatory compliance is pretty high. So just keeping up to date with like the farm bill, the 2018 farm bill, it's updated every 5 years here in September. That's going to be a big piece to how we may even have to materially adjust our business model, how and when it's going to legalize in our home state of Tennessee, and just navigating the USDA, Department of Ag, in addition to the local Tennessee Department of Ag. It's certainly a juggling act at times, it feels like.
Is cannabis, is it legal in Tennessee?
That is actually a really good question. And the biggest thing that we're trying to do that we're doing is advocating consumer education, because people say, is cannabis legal? The answer to that is cannabis is legal in all 50 states. It's how the government defines cannabis. So you have cannabis kind of at the top. And then if it were to splice off, you have marijuana and then you have hemp. So marijuana has over 0.3% tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC. And then hemp has less than 0.3%. So cannabis is cannabis. It's just the genetics of the plant and the components thereof that differentiate the two.
Got it. Okay. So is recreational marijuana legal in Tennessee?
It is not. Sorry to answer your question, George. It's not legal.
And what about medical use?
It is not.
Okay. Yet you're fine doing business.
Yep. So we are selling our cannabis flower that has under 0.3% THC Delta 9. And that's actually been a blessing in disguise, us being a R&D facility. We have been able to expand and deepen our genetics that we've, our in-house crosses of plants that we've created with alternative cannabinoids. Everybody's familiar with the THC, that's the psychoactive substance in cannabis, but a lot of people aren't familiar with the other alternative cannabinoids that have a ton of health benefits. And that's the CBD is probably the one that most people know about, but there's also CBC, CBG, CBDV, a bunch of others. And those help fight cancer. in a lot of cases, and some preliminary studies that have come out and help with anxiety and, you know, a host of other items.
Fascinating. So 15,000 square feet. Is that new? Is that what you've always had? When you got 15,000, where you're like, holy cow, how are we ever going to use this? And now we're like, oh my gosh, we should have bought 30.
Well, we started brick by brick. Eric started brick by brick and started with just one room. You know, we bought an old empty, moved into an old empty drugstore, completely gutted. And now we have a high-end hydroponic facility with, you know, 7 rooms in one building. We're expanding another 5,000 square feet as we speak. We have a lab there as well. And we also, one of our other shareholders has another, I think it's probably about 8,000 square feet in his facility that we have.
Nice. So you could tell me if my analogy is sound or if I'm way off base. When I think about beer, people always will disparage the big beer makers like Bud Lights of the world and Coors Light. And I always say, hey, you need to give them credit because they make massive quantities of this beer and it all tastes exactly the same. So you need to at least, you might not like it, but you have to respect the quality and the consistency of it. How do you think about that?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Relative to the commercialization of cannabis?
Cannabis, yeah.
I think cannabis is in the infancy stage. You know, Colorado was kind of the big landmark state that legalized right, you know, after California, that kind of started this whole waterfall of states legalizing. So whenever you look at beer, it's been around for a long time. And they've been able to test these formulas and, you know, do all this research, and it's the genetics simply aren't well understood in the cannabis industry. And when you look at how do you formulate a beer, if you translate that to cannabis, how do you formulate cannabis? It comes down to what are the different cannabinoids in there, the THC, the CBD, CBG that I mentioned. And also to make it more complex relative to beer, you know, you have terpenes in it. I guess you could kind of compare it to hops. So there are a lot of different terpenes in beer, like beta-carophyllene that they find in pepper, myrcene that they find in mangoes, linalool that's in lavender. And there's tons and tons of different terpenes, tons of different cannabinoids. So finding the right formula and how that helps each person on an individual level differs, as opposed to if you drink a Miller Lite or if you drink a Bud Light, it's going to have a similar effect. And I probably don't want to say that to Miller Lite or Bud Light, they may disagree, but as opposed to cannabis, there are so many different medicinal benefits where clearly alcohol is not a medicinal substance. Although the alcohol and marijuana are both, you know, used recreationally, but when it comes to medicinal use and actually, helping and facilitating people's health, then we feel like, to give you the short answer to that long response that I had, you know, we promote people that have begun to commercialize marijuana. I think there's certainly a place for that, probably more so in the rec space, but when it comes to medicinal, we're not really competing against them.
Got it. Nice. All right. So we talk about your friend, certainly rest in peace, that developed colon cancer in his 20s and passed away, but was helped by cannabis. So it has the ability to help people who are struggling with illness, but then also a proactive sort of a wellness aspect as well.
Yeah. Britton was his name. And so he started using, he was buying it obviously illegally. And, you know, not only did it help with his appetite during his chemo, not only did it help with his pain, but he had stage 4. It went into remission after a couple years. And we don't have any testing or proof saying that cannabis did that. But just those three items, the pain, the eating, and just the high likelihood, we believe it changed him into going into remission. That kind of speaks for itself as far as where my passion originates from.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. So from the website, you create hydroponic flower, pre-rolls, living soil flower concentrates, gummies. Is that the scope of it? Are there more?
Yeah, that pretty much hits everything. Like I said, about 89% of what we sell is high quality premium flower. And that's our focus.
Got it. Okay. And the flower itself, people buy that directly, and then what do they do with it?
Yeah, so they have go online to our website and they just buy a canister, depending on what type of strain they want and what type of size, and they order it and we ship it to them. They get it in a couple of days, USPS, and they consume it. They can turn it into edibles. They can, you know, vaporize it. They can smoke it, consume it however they wish.
Got it. And same thing with you wholesale. So you send storefronts, for lack of a better term, large quantities, and then they distribute directly, or do they repurpose it?
Yeah, so we'll send it to them ideally in our jars. That's how we typically do it. There are a couple customers that we have in states that have to follow certain laws, so we'll ship it to them in bulk and white labeled, and they have to go through their process. But for the most part, we send it to our B2B customers in our jars.
Got it. Excellent. So circling back, you said that you convinced Warren Buffett to buy a company. Is that easy to do?
I'm sure I was just one extremely small piece in his overall plan. He quoted us as having or being the cheapest investment banking fee ever, given that he gave our professor an A share and he gave all the students a B share, which have quite a bit of different value for those that are familiar. But yeah, I think it was maybe $1,000 a share for the B share at the time, something around there. But yeah, that was, I don't know that did any convincing. We were just right place, right time. Some, you know, nerdy analytical guys describing cash flow and their management team.
And when you are catching up with old friends that you've not seen in a while, and they know you as the finance guy, and now you are the cannabis guy, how does that go over?
Similar to how you asked, what you mentioned, George, is like, where's the disconnect, or how do you connect the dots here? I just tell them kind of what, other than they think it's really cool. I just kind of tell them the same story.
And it's also possible, as somebody who's worked in financial services for a long time, I know that I'm not necessarily the most popular person to talk to at a cocktail party, but now you might be the most popular person to talk to at a cocktail party.
Yeah, my wife is the social butterfly, so she's a better salesperson than I am. But yeah, definitely have some gravitating conversations whenever we start talking at outings.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so what is something or some things that you wish more people understood about cannabis?
Oh, that's easy for me. It's the consumer education is key for us being able to actually affect people's health. So understanding how the different cannabinoids, IA, THC, CBD help people, and how that is combined with the terpenes as well. If people actually understand the components and the analysis of what is in that flower and how that can help them, then it can change so many people's lives.
Got it. Excellent. And why Flow Gardens versus your other weed or cannabis companies? Weed, sorry.
No, we have not found a company that produces higher quality hemp cannabis flower than us. People that review it, we have a pretty strong Reddit following in that underground community. So our quality speaks for itself, other than, you know, what we're promoting internally. But I mean, if you look at what are called the COA, certificate of analysis, and it actually breakdowns the cannabinoids and terpenes, then that's where the rubber meets the road with quality.
Love it. Well, David, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and Flow Gardens?
Go into flowgardens.com. If you want to learn about my boring life, you can find me on Instagram at davidmiller.buzz.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show your appreciation to David and I, and share the show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to flowgardens.com and check out all the things that David and Eric and the rest of the team are working on. Find more about David at Instagram. It's David Miller Buzz.
Not Buzz, yep.
DavidMiller.buzz, and I'll link all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, David.
Thanks, George. Appreciate you having me.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.